on Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And we've got an abundance of New South Wales meetings today. We've got Scone, we've got Moolumbah, we've got a Twilight at Warren, and tonight we've got night racing at Canterbury. So plenty to get through. We're going to focus in on Scone first of all. Heath Courtney, the CEO, is online. Morning to you, Heath.
Morning, Andrew. How are you, mate?
Very well, mate. Just wanted to bring our listeners up to date with what's happening there. Re, any showers or rain?
Andrew, this probably won't surprise you or me, mate, but yesterday there was about 20-odd mil come through and we got not even 1 mil of it, mate. So we're on a good form, mate. The track's in outstanding condition. Rail back in the true, so really nice pad right across, mate. So, yeah, it doesn't surprise us, mate, but we missed out on everything yesterday and we've got a nice day to date so far.
I was just going to say, what's the forecast today out there?
Mate, just a bit of the same. A chance of a shower later this afternoon, shower or thunderstorm. So so for punters, yeah, just keep an eye on that. But yeah, if history tells us anything, mate, we will just go without, and it'll be a good four throughout the day.
Mate, I was really hoping. I must admit, I thought if an area needs it, it's that area. I know you've had a little bit of rain, but you want to grab onto anything, don't you? I know you don't want it ideally for a meeting, but I think you'd cop it any time, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I was going to say, mate, you probably put me on the spot. I'm in a little bit of a selfish mode today. Half hope she holds off, but yeah, because we've got a bit going on after the races with a live band and a bit of other action here for the kids and Santa turning up. So, you know, if we could hold off till 8 o'clock tonight, we'd appreciate it. But, yeah, definitely wouldn't look down on it too much, mate, if we get it throughout.
All right. Well, we'll wait and see what happens through the day, but a good four at this stage in the rail true. And I will say, you mentioned Santa Claus. I saw a photo of the Scone Club, all the staff out and standing there with no shoes on. What was going on there, Heath?
No shoes.
No shoes. You didn't have any shoes on, did you?
Oh, we were barefoot bowls.
Oh, that's barefoot bowls. That's all right.
I thought you got me at work with no shoes on. But geez.
No.
All right. You do get around. But
barefoot bowls.
Barefoot bowls at a Christmas party, mate. And yeah, the maintenance guys tailed us all up, so
nothing
good come of that day either, unfortunately.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, well, you have a good day. Hope it stays dry for some time out there with the band after the last, but then we can rain out that way. Thanks very much, mate.
Appreciate your time, Andrew. Thanks, mate.
Heath Courtney out at Scone, and Gary Harley, a dozen surprises, rain everywhere, but doesn't get to Scone.
Yeah, well, we got an inch, mate, in that storm yesterday afternoon. When I turned on the iPad for the scratchings and they said good for us. Said, well, they haven't updated it because storms were predicted for the upper Hunter and we're in the lower Hunter.
Yeah.
And we got it down there.
Yeah, well, you've heard it from Heath. Certainly not at this stage. The forecast is still there for today, but we'll wait and see what happens. All right, well, let's jump into it, mate. A two-year-old maiden, interesting to see, Miraculous has been scratched from Sydney to run here for Brad Widdup. We had him on the show a couple of mornings ago. In market order, Snow Zone number 5 at 2:30, 6 Deviate at 4, and Miraculous this morning has been 5 into 4:20.
I like Snow Zone. He ran second of the Max Lees the other day, this colt beyond Strasbourg. Strasbourg's favourite for the English race tomorrow in town. He's got terrific speed, this bloke, to overcome the barrier. He's a schnitzel. I think they paid a couple hundred thousand for the Australian bloodstock, they told me. And on the strength of that run, he was also an acceptor of Doom and Namurra, but Chris was worried about the rain up there. He wanted a good track, and he's got it today. I've got to tip him. I think Deviate will run well. Should have run a place in the gym track. Run fifth. Got held up a bit in the straight. Brett Thompson has got ideas of getting some prize money and maybe sneaking into the Magic Millions. Number two, Head On, the Johnny Ramsey. It was formerly trained in Sydney. It run fifth in the Victory Vein. Got a place hope. And Miraculous is the other one for Brad Widdup. And Bjorn Baker's trial all right too. Just Jesse. This is a high-class country two-year-old, mate. 5, 6, 2, and 8.
5, 6, 2, and 8. A lot of interest in the first at 125. Race 2 and number 3, Starcrossed, is the favourite here. 250 right now with tab fixed odds, along with number 4, Clipper. Angela Davies also there with Greg Ryan. So the 3 and 4 joint favourites, 250. CPay at 750. And Professor Marks now, Gary, opened 12 this morning. It's now 9, number 2.
This is a hot open handicap, even though there's only 8. Star Cross has terrific speed. Huey Bowman rode him an absolute treat last start at Canterbury at the night meeting on the 30th of November. He was favourite. He sat third defence into the clear when they, in the straight, plenty of time, but he couldn't the winner down, some doubt. He was first up there. He's a very fast horse. He goes well second up. Around here over the short course, he'll be hard to beat for the good barrier. Clipper, a new addition to the Angela Davies stable. Saw brilliantly at Wyon the other day beyond Seapoint and Sasha Cabarro. Never let go at any stage. Form was okay out in the Riverina on the strength of that trial, and the market tells you it'll be hard to beat. Professor Marks, he's over the odds. He's got a terrific chance. His runs have been great. He was he's trained by Rod Northam. I think the late Noel Leckie was a part owner originally, but this fella, he's two, three runs this time in after a long spell have all been really good, including the last one at Canterbury when he was only beaten a length. Number 5, CPay's trial, really good. Terrific race, 3-4-2-5.
Yeah, we start really strong at Scone. Race 3, Prestatement First Yearlings over the 1,300 metres. Rod Northam, local trainer, 6, Philadora. Easing just a little bit out to 3.20. 3, Derby Star at 4.80, along with number 14, Smooch. And 1 hit the target is at
$6. This will be hard to beat, Philadora. Number 6 for Rod Northam and Robert Thompson. The other day here, at its last start on December 4, Stella C. Sunbeat. The winner goes pretty good. One of Chris Lee's beat it about 3/4 of a length. And it gave Stella C. Sun a fright the last 200 when it started to make good ground on it. Run second in the previous two. She has at Dubbo and at Musselbrook. And she'll be very hard to beat here, Philadora. Number 1 hit the target for Stephen Jones. Good money for that Musselbrook on debut. Found the 1,000 too short. 1,300 will be much better. Made good ground the other day on a Jerry Harvey. He bred it as well. Derby Star, I think it was scratched at the barrier somewhere up here. I'm not quite sure, but I think it was. So it's on debut today after winning a trial for Chris Lees. And number 14, Smooch, racing okay. 6, 1, 3, and 14.
To race 4, a benchmark 58 for Arrowfield. The favourite here is number 3, Magic Name. Drifted out a little bit this morning, though, currently at 280. Bedivere, number 7 for Chris Lees at 360. The Toppy, Go One More, now $6. Ben Boker, number 8, at 7. And Point of Honour is at $10. Nothing really backed at this early stage of the race, Gary.
I like Bedivere. Carries the colours of that Group 1 winner who won the Doomben Cup for Chris. Sense of occasion. It won easily at Taree the other day. It was a Class 1 and it bolted it there. Hit the front on the turn and raced right away. Now, the other day here at Taree, it carried 3.5 kilos less than it's got today. Now, the horse that runs through to it, Magic Name of Angela Davies that day, he goes up 2 and this one goes up 3.5. So, it beats him one of them better, but I still think better be a 1 too easy to tip against. Number 3, Magic Name for second, going well. 2 strong placings lately. Number 8, Ben Boker, not without a chance. For Gary Lund, looking for a hat trick. And number 1, Go One More, racing all right. Laurie Ray coming up today. 7, 3, 8, 1.
7, 3, 8, and 1 in race 4. Main legs of the quaddy begin with race 5, the Yarraman Park Maiden. Elcano, another good chance today for Chris Lee's number 2. Solid now at 260. Then out to 14, Wild Sheila at 5. Won the Cyprian at 550. And Polton Lassands, number 5, at 750. They're the main ones in the market here. Rosina Caterina, 11 into 10 this morning.
You do some silly things, Andrew. When Elcano up $4 yesterday, tab.com.au, I said, that's a mistake. This is a 6-4 chance. He was always going to be my best bet. Now you tell me he's firm right up.
260.
I should have had a little wager yesterday when the prices went up. Anyway, mate, he's knocking on the door. Chris Lees has got him. Gibbo goes on him today. Chris O'Brien's rode him perfectly his last two runs, and he's really hit the line hard at Scone. Now, Mimic beat him over 1,300. He's Sable, mate. He run fourth to it first up. Mimic bolted in yesterday at Taree. And he went up to the mile here last meet, and he rocketed home to get beat three quarters of a length. Just got a slight bump on the home turn. He wouldn't have won, but he would have finished closer. Hopefully today's the day. Two the best bet. Brett Kavanagh's also run all right. The Cyprian at run third on the belt. Musselbrook, 1,300 is Schoenel suit. Bucko in great form. Number five, Poulton Lassands for Alan Denham. Didn't have the best of luck last start. And 14, Wild Sheila. 2, 1, 5, 14. Two the best.
Very keen there. Very upsetting for you if you didn't get the four.
Yeah.
We move.
My luck, I would have stopped it.
Let's move to race six, Reprimand here for Cameron Crockett, number two, 270 right now. Number one, Silver Malady at 310. It's been 340 into 310 this morning already. Three, Strictly Leggett is at 350. One, the Mont at $10, and four, Miss Fisher at 11. Reprimand, 250, just out to 270, but favourite.
Yeah, the three at the top of the three here, Andrew. Reprimand's a brilliant short course sprinter. Owned by Cameron Crockett. He's won three out of eight. He won two on the trot back in the autumn at Dubbo, 3.5 lengths and 4 lengths. Had a spell, come back and won by six at Wellington over the 900. And he went to Warwick Farm for a benchmark 70. He'll beat about 5 lengths over the 1,000 there. He led. He's had a slow recovery. Things weren't right that day. He said, I'm invincible, or she is, a five-year-old mare with terrific speed. Graham Buckley rides her. She will be very, very hard to beat. Silver Melody won well at Taree the other day. Only just won, but second horse nearly run it down. It led and run second 900 at Newcastle prior to that. And it won on the boo at Newcastle back in July. Part owned by Peter Rorton up at the stud at Vinery. It'll be hard to beat, but it's got 59 arse. He's got today. Bit of weight. Strictly Legit. Come from Victoria with good form, a fourth at Mini Valley and a placing at Caulfield. Both runs have been okay without being startling for Cody Morgan. Louise Dale claim got a bad alley, but I've got to give it another chance. And number four, Miss Fisher, who's got very good speed, loves to lead. 2, 1, 3, and 4.
We move to the second last, the Coolmore Australia Benchmark 58, and Chris Lees has got the favourite here. Number 10, Off the Dial, $3.10, just a little easy already. 13, Sole Witness now, $3.40. Three Winners Lane has been 10 into 8.50, and Montana Pines, number 6, 9 into 8.50 in the last hour. Gary?
It's ready to win Off the Dial. This mare, Smart Moose on there, Chris Lees is at 3 runs this time in. She's beaten 3/4 of a length first up at Scone. Then she got beat 4 lengths at a mile back at Port Macquarie. And then at Scone the other day, the iron through the cracks is a smart horse. He was way back running 10th at the turn in a big field and ran on strong to get beat 2 lengths. I think this could be a race here over the 1,400. Digger McClellan, he's flying Digger since he come back. He's riding it. Red Liberty for Gavin Grott, former Victorian. Got a chance. Won a race at Pakenham in May, then run third there in June. Come to Gavin Groff at Gunnedah. Didn't trial it. Put it down first up here the other day. Tell you what, the run was very good. Run fifth, beyond through the cracks. Got me 2.8. Slow out back last. Made up really good ground after being hammered in the straight. Number 13, Sole Witness for Brett Kavanagh. Went well enough first up to be a chance. Another good ride for Buckley. And number 6, Montana Pines. 10, 2, 13, and 6.
The last today at Scone, and number 2, Legend of Oz, in an open betting race, is joint favourite with Schnappos. The 2 and the 5, both at $4.60. Kookaburra number 4 at $5, along with Bentley Magic number 8. It's an open betting race, the last today, Gary.
Yeah, beauty to finish the quaddy. Strong race and a tough race. I like the Tamworth horse. Chapos, Kiwi bred high chaparral out of a Danil mare. Young Zach Hatch trains up there. Zach's only got a few in work. I think he's a blacksmith, Zach. He's a very talented trainer, comes from a strong racing family. He's had 7 starts for 2 wins and 3 placings. He ran in a highway at Rosehill 2 runs back, a class 3, got beat 1.9. He really hit the line. It was a good run beyond Handle the Truth. Come into Scone the other day. I like him. He had 59, same as today. He got way back in a field of 14. Worst of midfield, and he really chased home good beyond Through the Cracks. Got beat half a length. Got a bit of talent, this fella. Josh Oliver rides him again. He's got a soft draw today. He had a terrible draw last start. He'll be very hard to beat. Legend of Oz, Andrew. I know a bit about him. I've picked him plenty of times when John Horst and the family had him. Bred by Evergreen. He's owned by Peter Rorton and a few others, including Neil Werrett. He's always promised. He won. He's only won 1 out of 7 with 2 seconds. He's a fast at rock. Look, his trial was really good. He's with a real good horseman in Cody Morgan at Tamworth. Cody's got half a dozen for Neil Werrett. And this horse at Scone recently, I thought the trial was very, very good. Made up a ton of ground under a hole. Don't be surprised if he don't sprint real well first up. They love a bet, the Morgans, and I think you said he has firmed, and he has won first up before. Best of the others, 8 Bentley Magic, scratched from a Magic Millions race at Warren on Wednesday, $200,000 yearly, and number 3, Royal Kingdom. 5, 2, 8, 3, the best bet, Andrews, in race 5, number 2.
Race 5, number 2. Good on you, Gary. Safe travels out there, and we'll hear from you and the team right through the day.